Mr. T, Murdoch, Face, and the man with the plan, Hannibal Smith. Hey, if you're a child of the 80s, you recognize those names. It's the A-Team. Now, I can tell you the Hutchcraft boys never missed a show. These guys came to the rescue of people who couldn't find anybody to help. Assignments that seemed virtually impossible, but their leader, Hannibal Smith, oh, he always had a plan that seemed almost unbelievable. He didn't always explain his plan. He just gave the men their assignments, and of course, it was always mission accomplished. And Hannibal would celebrate that unlikely victory with his trademark expression. Here we go. I love it when a plan comes together. Well, so do I, especially when it's from the master planner. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about rescue in seat 9B. Now, apparently, the word random does not appear in Heaven's dictionary. Ephesians 1:11, our word for today from the Word of God, it says, we have been, quote, predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. And Peter makes clear that He is not wanting that anyone should perish. So His plan often comes together around the rescue of one lost soul. And that plan, I'm telling you, it could be astonishing at times. My son was supposed to go with me on a recent ministry trip, and the day before, he had to cancel because of illness. So I was in seat 9A on that plane, and he was to be in 9B. At the last minute, a young mother named Cindy ended up being assigned to that seat. We had a few laughs about the window seat guy usually coming last and having pretzels for dinner. And as we flew, she asked about what I do, and I mentioned radio and writing and our work with Native Americans. When I asked about her trip, she told me she and her three sisters do a special fun trip together each year. But her tone changed when she said, this year will be just two of my sisters. The other sister had died tragically a few months before, and Cindy was still really struggling with grief. And that was my first hint that a divine plan might be coming together here. I told her about suddenly losing the love of my life since I was 19, the day my precious Karen died of a heart attack. Cindy and I were in that club that no one wants to join, those grieving over the loss of a loved one. But God was answering the three open prayer that I've learned to pray based on Colossians 4, 3, and 4. Pray that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, and pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Three opens. Lord, open a door. Then, Lord, open their heart. And then, open my mouth. I shared my hope story about the anchor that the unlosable love of Jesus gave me when my world was falling apart, and how I knew He loved me because He actually died to forgive the sinning I've done against Him, and how I found hope in His victory over death. Her eyes were moist. She said, I used to believe things like that when I was a teenager until the most important person in my life died, my dad, and I walked away from God. And then she blew me away. My dad was Native American, and here I am sitting next to you. And then looking at my turquoise watch, she said, he had a watch just like that. Our verse for today says He works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. Down to my watch. I said, Cindy, you know who assigned our seats today? It wasn't American Airlines. God wanted to tell you how much He loves you. Before we landed, surrounded by a plane packed with passengers, we had prayed together to the God she had left, who pursued her to seat 9B. My friend, if you know Jesus, start praying that amazing three-open prayer. Open a door, open their heart, open my mouth, and be amazed with how you become part of God moments that can help someone go to heaven. This is our mission. This is our calling, and you will love it when you see His plan coming together to bring someone lost to the cross through you.
Thanks, Ron. To explore more of this topic you heard from Ron today, please visit yourhopestory.com. That's yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.